Hey, this is Michael, your bougie black brother, and you are tuned in to Old Car Wax, our special ladies edition. Welcome back to Old Car Wax. This is Michael, your beautiful brother, and today our topic is natural hair. And me, I keep my natural hair nappy and happy and bald now. But I have two special guests with me that I really wanted to get the input in. So I have Milan with me. Hello.
Hello, Milan.
And I have my dear Masha.
Hi.
So all of us are here, and we really wanted to kind of discuss a couple of different things on natural hair. So basically, where we at and our money, how do we spend our money in hair-wise? Because there's a huge market that the Asians are capitalizing on, and women of color are really kind of subjected to only going to them to get the products and all these different things to do their hair. But I wanted to be short and get a woman's input on how do you adjust by having natural hair. So Marsha, when we talked about it in the past, I really wanted to get your input because you do some amazing things with your hair. Mm-hmm. And I love when you post that because I never know what I'm gonna see. And it's just amazing. It's art to me. And people need to appreciate that. So what started you on that road to natural hair?
Well, I used to see, you know, a lot of women rocking their locks. And then Milan, you know, with her she was wearing her natural. And I thought it was just really beautiful. And I was like, well, I wonder how I would look.
Right.
You know, so at the time I had a really short haircut that was growing back. And I had some braids that I had just taken out. So I had my new growth and then the little squigglies.
You know all about that.
So I pulled the squigglies back and I was like, ooh, I'll be cute. So it went from there.
Okay. So, but you started that because a lot of times people start things and then I go, I don't feel confident. I'll go back. Mm-hmm. So what made you not go back, John?
It was... And you'll probably hear, you know, a lot of women say this, but it was liberating. It was,
gotcha.
You feel free, you know, and you also, for me, I felt like I became more conscious of, you know, different things,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Going on with my body, what I put in my body or outside my body or whatever, you know, so I love it.
Excellent. So, Milan, what about you? I know, you know, we knew you kind of started that way long ago.
Yes, I did. I cut my hair in 11th grade when I was in high school. I was going through a lot of transition with the perm. It was very thinning of my hair. Like, people could pull my hair and it comes out.
Right.
And, I used to rock ponytails all the time anyway, so it wasn't like I didn't want to.
Was not the major.
To do with my hair, and if my sister Shanisha wasn't doing my hair, then or I wasn't going to the salon anymore. It was like, you know what? I need something new. So I went into a salon that was over off Old National, and it was a guy that cut my hair, and he cut it all off. And
damn.
After that. That was it. You know, I just felt so much better because to me, I already wasn't doing, my hair was damaged from
right.
the perm. I wasn't
yep.
doing nothing with it. I didn't feel like I added no more heat. So I started that stage and then that's when I started two strand twisting my hair from there. And after that, that was it for me. But I did transition some years later and that just had to do with my self-esteem. I was stressed out and I was just like, you know, I just wanted to do my hair straight again. So I did heat to my hair And then I permed it. Literally, I did heat in my hair. And then I permed it the day after. And then the third day over, I cut it back off. Because I knew it wasn't me.
It wasn't you.
I just knew it wasn't me.
So did you feel that, though? Or did
immediately,
you?
Yeah, okay. Immediately. Okay. I felt that wasn't me. But with just so much from what, you know, just listening to what my friends were saying at the time, I was just like, okay, just let me try it. Then after that, I just knew right away that wasn't me. So gotcha. I immediately just cut it all. That's one thing too with me starting early with my hair being natural. It wasn't nothing for me to transition to cutting it off and restarting it over because I've been there.
Right.
And I knew how fast it could grow back. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And what do I need to do with my hair when it's short? Not much. Right. You know what I'm saying? So, and I was comfortable enough to walk around with that because that was that confidence with time. It grew with myself, with me loving myself.
Right.
And that's where the transition started. After that second time, that was it for me. Couldn't nobody tell me nothing about my hair, nothing about no perm. Mm-hmm. I know that I did learn I would never put no more heat to my hair as for the flat iron because mm-hmm. I knew that that changed the texture of my hair and mm-hmm. I want my texture to stay exactly the way right. it is because
so, Marcia,
I love my hair.
Even with that, did you experience that, let me try it once again and try to go back just to see what that felt like?
Not with the perm.
Not with the perm.
No, because my hair would, you know, when I was going to the salon, it would grow, you know, and when it got to like shoulder length, mm-hmm. it just popped off. So
what?
I would have, my hair would be like super short in at my crown.
Right.
And in the, you know, in the along back, the
just,
back,
it's just flowing.
Right. So I was like, well, I don't want that anymore.
Right.
But I was curious, you know, at times to see how long my hair really was.
Right.
So I went on YouTube. YouTube, when I went natural, new YouTube became my best friend.
Yeah.
Right.
YouTube
gotcha.
Will be your best friend.
So I, you know, I had read up on some products that would, you know, help your hair go back if you washed it or whatever. Mm-hmm. And one of them wasn't really the case, but I flat ironed my hair just to see where it was. The first time I did it, you know, it was cool.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I know not to do it during the summer because it just goes poof.
then,
but the second time I used a certain product that everybody was raving about. Mm-hmm. You know, it was Miss Jessie? No, it was Miss Carol's daughter.
Yeah.
Their little straightening kit or mm-hmm. whatever.
Okay.
And that junk dried my hair out.
Mm-hmm.
It was straight.
It dried the hell out of it. Huh?
My hair was super dry.
Right.
And then when I washed it, I had to wash it twice for it to go back to, you know, my regular curl pattern. So I was like, hell no, I'm
that's
not doing that anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
So no heat for me. You know?
So you drew
went
back
through
from
that.
Right.
Okay.
So Milan, when you know, picking up from where Marcia just said,
mm-hmm.
the YouTubes and all of that. So when you started to twist and all,
mm-hmm.
how did you pick that up?
I actually didn't YouTube nothing. That
okay.
actually all came to mind. I love dreads. I was around those stages. I love dreads.
Right.
So, of course, I started off with, you know, my man here. I started his locks, and that was my test right there. Everything I did with him, from me using the black beeswax, don't ever use that.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Explain.
The black beeswax, I preferably suggest people not to. People could do whatever they choose to do, but it leaves that black excess still on your hair. It take mm-hmm. multiple washes for that stuff to come out.
Yeah.
So it sits
it's all
long.
Under your nails.
Yeah.
You know
wow.
what I'm saying?
Yes,
and it technically doesn't really do the major lock. You don't actually need that. You
gotcha.
Know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
To even yeah. do that. So, but people, that was around that time. That was the biggest known
it was the
thing
popular
to
thing.
Use.
It's, oh, you got
black
beeswax.
It was black beeswax.
Right.
But that was before all this YouTube video and stuff was out, too, because, you know, I was young. You know, I stayed on a computer, but they weren't big on the natural hair. Everything
yeah.
was about perm. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So a lot of things I just did on my own. I just started to twist on my hair. Yeah, I'm going to start doing this. Or, you know, with the locks, it just kept going, going, going. And then that's when, you know, mommy introduced the interlock.
Mm-hmm.
So after I was twisting with my hand, I started interlocking. And And learning, I learned a lot from there, from dealing with multiple people with dreads. So I was a very hands-on person. Okay. I'm the hands-on person. And later on, now I'm just getting into watching more little videos, just to learn little techniques, or already know their techniques, but just adding a little suggestions that they just have here and there in their videos. But gotcha. Other than that, I was hands-on, and I've dealt with it hands-on, everything.
Gotcha. So what about braids or extensions? Mm-hmm. Because I don't see y'all a lot doing that. Mm-hmm. Is that a supplement sometimes as a thought, or it's kind of like, I really don't need that either?
I do it from time to time when I want a change.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm not trying to go to nobody's shop. No offense. You know, I'm all about supporting my black businesses, but if I can save some money with getting my hair done, right, I'm right. going to do it
That's
myself.
That's what you're going to do.
And most of the time is I don't feel like it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that. Right.
And that's the same thing goes for me. I'm very funny because after a while, after I've been natural, I don't like a lot of people to touch my hair. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. At that. Yeah. So a lot of people, I have had braids probably like once a year or twice a year or something. I get it. But I particularly want one particular person that I've been going to do my braids.
Gotcha.
So, but now I'm just over the years, over the 3 to 4 years, I'm now learning how to do single braids myself. So the last times I've been doing it myself.
Gotcha.
So, and I know how to do it.
Right.
So particularly I wouldn't go to nobody else because now I learned something new from what I can do. But other than that, I'm not a big person to deal with weave. You know, I'm a rock my own as much as possible because that's just me. You know what I'm saying? But of course, like you said, if I want to change my look, be somebody else or look a different way,
right,
then I'll go ahead and switch it up and do
and
Marcia, the braids.
You said it too. If your back end grows long, if you actually put the braids on, mm-hmm. and your back end grows, it's going to be longer anyway.
Yeah, my hair, it does well with braids. Not yes, the micros, though, but
right.
like the individuals or the, you know, the twists that that mm-hmm. I normally have in.
Right.
I try to sew in.
Not a fan.
Like, what, I say a year after? Or when my, no, it wasn't even a year. It was like when my hair was long enough to catch.
Yeah. Right, right.
And man, it was just all in my face. I was like, oh my God. Like,
yeah, it has I don't want none of that.
It right. lasted, right. what would normally last about 3 months, lasted for 2 weeks.
Really?
I cut it and then I took it out.
You was like, the hell with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. And that's the same thing that happened to me. I had a sew-in. Yeah, that lasted 2 weeks. And then I had a guy do a cap. It was just a cap, and he just did the weave. That lasted about 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. It was too itchy. It was right. just too itchy for me. And that's another thing when it comes down to braids, too. It's just too much itchy.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm constantly scratching, and it irritates me. You know, I'm trying to lay down, hair everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So when it just comes down to dealing with my own hair, it's just a lot more easier. I don't have to deal with that.
Right.
And I'm that type of person where my expense for my hair, it doesn't go to a lot, you know, yeah. when it comes down to getting my hair done, buying weave and all of that. Mm-hmm. The most money I spend on anything is my products.
Right.
And I'm funny about my products because I'm still searching for the best product out there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if you can come to me with some good products, and I know a good product when I see it or also when I feel it and when I try it on certain people here, because everybody here may not use this one base product. You know right. what I'm saying? So I try to use a broad product that could be used on multiple hairs versus me having to buy maybe 3-4 different products mm-hmm. and then having to, for this person I could use that, for this person I could use that. I try to find a product that is broad for everybody yeah. because gotcha. that's just the best thing to do.
So Marcia, you touch different products too. So mm-hmm. it's a great thing. Sean tells me, hey, I'll use this for my hair. Marcia brought this for my hair. I know Milan, you do it. You really looking to make your own based mm-hmm. on all that.
Yes.
So how do you do your research, Marcia, to kind of test the product out, or yeah. how do you find that?
If there's a product that I'm interested in, I'll go and I'll look and look at the reviews. You know, because like.
So you do your research.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And right. I also look at the ingredients. Like most mm-hmm. of mine, the products I use are shea butter based.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
They're creamy, and that's what works with my hair the most. I tried the jelly, like what was that called? The kinky curl mm-hmm. stuff.
Oh no. Too slimy.
That never again.
And slimy, it leaves that slimy accent on the hair.
So you didn't like it because of that? Yeah,
it didn't work well with my hair.
Okay.
But cream based.
The best. The cream based is the best. Yeah. I suggest cream based.
And they're not cheap.
No, it's not.
Because you have the shea butter. Shea butter you can get anywhere. Mm-hmm. But the oils, like, mm-hmm. I made my own. Like skin products, you mm-hmm. know, a friend from work and I, we went to Whole Foods and we went half on the oils and stuff. And that junk is expensive.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Just to make it.
Just to make
not
it.
Not to buy it, but right. to make it. I got
so
you.
I understand why Miss Jessie is like $50 or whatever, because that the oils are very expensive, mm-hmm. but especially a good quality oil.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
You know, so.
So, Milan, do you do the same or what approach did you take on?
By finding the best product?
Yeah.
I that's what I do. I go down the aisle and I look at some ingredients real quick. That alcohol and all that. Oh no, it's not flying for it. And I know a lot of times they say, don't open the products, but I open the products and I like to feel it. I like to feel it because if it's real watery, thin base.
You're the one who buying it, so exactly. Sorry. Yeah.
So if it's real watery, thin base, that's not gonna work for people's hair. It's gonna dry out. So I pay attention to those type of stuff. I do love the creamy products. Okay. I am a creamy product type person. But I also learn for the hold, I like to use gel. I actually am a person that mix products too. I probably have like three different products. If it's like cocoa butter or castor oil and a gel. I'll mix some of those together and then I'll put it in their hair. I'm that type of person. I don't just use one product.
Tell me about the castor oil. Because I keep hearing that lately.
Oh, yeah, it's a black castor oil that they use. And it's awesome for the hair. It's really good for your hair. And also I just start using tree oils and stuff because I'm just trying to keep a lot of that natural product in there. On a base with people's hair that I touch. I like to do natural hair, so I like to keep it within a natural product. So the castor oil is amazing. It's black castor oil, and that's what I've been using lately when it comes down to twisting and all of that. And like I said, I mix that product, and I also use coconut oil.
Okay.
I use just 100% coconut oil, and I mix all of those products together with my gel and twist the people's hair and stuff. And it's good moisture for the hair, the scalp and all of that too. And it keeps the moisture there. They have actually moisture, and it doesn't dry it out with that gel added on with it.
So with that together, what does that kind of look like? You know, so
on
if you did my hair and I had that in there, what would that look like?
I would say that
kind of sheen or
it is still kind of sheen, and it's a good hold also. It's like instead of you trying to do the extra oil at the end, it's kind of just all in the mix in one.
Gotcha.
That's just kind of just how I do it. But I still like to rub through the final with, you know, a little moisture, coconut oil at the end, finalizing it with it. But other than that, I'm a mixed type product because there's not one product. To me, that's not just a one product that you can just use all around because it's missing the certain things.
So there's certain products for certain things and you go from that.
Mm-hmm.
So Marsha, you even said that. So you kind of surprised me on that too, that you made your own, which is really cool. So what made you do that? Was that the YouTube thing too? Or you just let me try something?
Well, my friend, she was like, she's overseas now, but she was like, I found this YouTube channel and the lady, I forgot what her name is, but she had like different recipes, you know, for different, or like for a body and hair oil. It was like her whole.
Is she an Indian lady?
No, she was a sister.
Okay.
It was like jojoba, sweet almond and essential oils. And she also gave like what type of oils to mix in your shea butter to whip it.
Right.
Exactly. So we went to Whole Foods and just
whipped it up.
Wow.
Yes. So it was pretty cool.
Okay. Yeah. And see, and that's the other thing. I want to switch it all back to think about the cost associated to what you're talking about. So if you take that cost and then flip it back to what you were saying earlier, you're not going in anybody's shop to be paying that kind of money.
Right.
That amount of savings, did you add that to why you went natural, to say, I'm not spending that extra money, or just happened to be, I'm saving money because I'm not going there? Or was that an intent?
It wasn't really an intent. Mm-hmm. Like, I just, you know, I thought it would be cool to rock my natural hair, you
okay.
know?
Okay.
And the savings kind of came in with it.
So, and it's a natural savings.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
With the natural hair.
Right.
So I think that's extraordinary, because I do hear women who say, well, I don't think about savings. I wanted to have my hair natural. Mm-hmm. So they don't think about the savings. But I think the people who had their hair in perms and all of that mm-hmm. for the longest, when they do get natural, they realize the savings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They truly realize it. But I think you're actively, I mean, listening to you, you're actively was going that route anyway.
Right.
So that extra expense was never part of, I gotta go right. get my hair done. Oh, let me go buy right. this weave. Oh, yeah. I gotta. You never had that in mind, right. which right. is which is very good on your part.
Right.
But there's a lot of women who would find that really a benefit to them, mm-hmm. because if not, they're paying an extra expense that they just got to deal
right.
with.
Right.
And with everybody, even, we got girls, little girls too.
Yeah. Right.
All of y'all in the mix.
Yep. Yep. And there are women who have gone natural, but they still go to the salon.
Oh, yeah, to the salon.
And they charge, like, just for to wash your hair and condition it and all that, mm-hmm. they pay like $80 just yeah, to do that.
Still. And then a quick shape up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or right. even if it's the style. But see, that's mm-hmm. the thing about natural, too. Natural is becoming in. So now yeah. that's becoming an expense like a perm. Mm-hmm. Because right. you still, a lot of women, and I walk around all the time, because I see more and more of my black women now being natural, which I'm very, very proud of mm-hmm. on a black women aspect. But some of them don't have their hair done.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Some of them rock their afros and stuff, because yeah. a lot of people, to a certain extent, are lost as for what to do. Mm-hmm. Now, I get a lot of people that run into me like, oh my gosh, who does your twists? Who does your twists? I do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I do my own. And they're blown away by it, because a lot of them don't understand. Yes, you can do those twists.
Right.
And it will hold just as long as you getting some braids or doing something with your own hair.
Yeah, with your
a
own
lot
hair,
of
right.
A lot of women don't understand that, because mm-hmm. a lot of people leave for the braids and up for the hold and all that. But a lot of them don't want that whole itchy, and they got to keep putting it up, and then it's hot yeah. on their neck and all yeah. of that. So that's where I'm trying to grow, to build a lot of women to understand you have multiple ways to do your hair. Mm-hmm. It's not just only one way. And mm-hmm. now a lot of women are introducing those multiple ways for women to do that. But now they're charging the $75, mm-hmm. $60 hair yeah. or whatever the case, or more, even if it's lock extensions and all of that.
Right.
We talking about these are large investments, sister locks. These are large investments.
Yeah.
But and once again, you have it done that one time, and then you're getting it retouched back up. You still talk about $100 or so just to get the retouch.
Right.
So mm-hmm. mind you, it's still an expense. It's not cheap. And just like, you know, what you asked before, it was never my intention to say, hey, you know, I'm not going to spend this money on my hair. I'm just a funny person when it comes down to my hair and yeah. myself in mm-hmm. general. But I see all these people just think you can walk into a shop, and I did people's lock and stuff, and people walk into these cosmetology schools and think they know what they're doing with these locks or natural hair. If you don't have no idea on what to do, it to me, a lot of women don't need to touch it. I've touched mm-hmm. the base of a woman that this guy went to in a cosmetology, and she braided his hair or did something. And I had to redo his hair all the way over. We talking about take it out,
right.
take out a dread, and rebuild it back up.
Wow.
That's what kind of work that I do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not doing simple stuff when it comes down to some people, you know, thinking they can go to these places and they know what mm-hmm. they're doing. They don't. And mm-hmm. it messes up for other people, because that's why I say with me, I try to be at a consistent place. If I want to go somewhere to get my hair done, I'm expected to go back, because I want that same person to do
right.
it, because I know what they know what they're
doing.
You want
the consistency. Mm-hmm.
But when you're just dealing with a walk-in, with somebody don't have no or some small experience, small pictures, and then you having them touch their hair, that's damage.
Right.
People yeah. are losing hair. People having to recut their hair, restart mm-hmm. it all the way over. But people mm-hmm. also have to understand, even with going in and out of salon, you still have to take care of your own hair with being natural. Absolutely. You still have to moisturize it. You still need to comb it. You still need to do those same things.
Some people won't do that because they're just not used to doing it.
Yeah. It's not even that they're not used to it. I think it's because that, hey, I'm natural. So if since I'm natural, my hair is like this already. So this it's all good because this is me. Now, it's fine with being comfortable within yourself, but at the end of the day, people are still trying to wonder, oh, well, why my hair is damaged or why my hair is not growing again mm-hmm. from it being, it's growing and then it stops. Right. These are certain things that you're not doing with your hair when it comes down to a home base too. Mm-hmm. Unless you go into a salon every week or 2 weeks, then mind you, you're having somebody else do that for you. So that's different. Right. But a lot of women, once again, they don't have that expense, especially when you have kids. Daughters, that hair is natural too. You most likely want their hair done before yours. You know what I'm saying? Or some of them get their hair done before their daughter. Okay, but you know, those are things that, you know, a lot of women in general need to, you know, just think
taking
about
consideration
it.
Yeah, and
even
like
if
that.
This, like I tell them, even if you ain't getting it done and you can't afford it, just simply rub some oil on your hair. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Use these good oil product that they have. Very, very.
Keep
some
it
of it is not even a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly.
Just to keep the moisture there.
Here's the other thing, because I think y'all brought it up kind of before, but so with that said, society looks at what women's hair should look like.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
we already know that. Mm-hmm. We see the predominantly Caucasian mm-hmm. or the Hispanic mm-hmm. or European in that sense. They know what it's supposed to look like. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're going to promote. They're looking at natural hair as this exotic. Yeah. You know, that's not the norm. Mm-hmm. That doesn't go right beside these European haircuts. Mm-hmm. It's an exotic, so it's an exception. So as that being the exception, what do you think are women, what do you think with the women that you talk to, the women that you're around, do you think it's a self-esteem issue to be accepted, or is it something that, back to your point, Milan, it's the unknown. What do I do? Mm-hmm. If I want to go natural, what do I do? Mm-hmm. Because I don't know. Your opinion, Marsha?
It's been a mixture of both, because, you know, I'm always talking to my sisters, like, because they're always asking about my hair. You
right,
know, what do you
right.
put in your hair? Oh, your hair's so pretty. Blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I'm like, well, you know, you can do it too. Mm-hmm. You know, it's your hair.
Yeah.
But it's mainly, I don't know how I would look. I've been wearing my weave for so many years. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm used to getting a perm because, you know, from me being from the South,
mm-hmm.
I dreaded Sunday night.
Because that was
you
the
had
time, right?
To get your hair straightened.
Exactly.
For some reason, you didn't look right if you didn't have your hair straight. And
because that's the church environment.
Right. And that's something that's been instilled in our women at very young ages. And so that's now our mentality, that we have to have hair like the Europeans, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. in order to be accepted into society. Mm-hmm. And since I've been rocking my natural, I've been like, bump society.
Really?
Bump y'all.
Right,
you know what
right.
I'm saying? This is how my hair grows out of my head.
Exactly.
And this is how I'm going to wear it. Because those chemicals are not good for your hair.
Mm-mm.
You know?
Or your body.
No. And then eventually those braids are going to break your hair off because you're not allowing your hair to breathe.
Edges.
Yep.
Right.
And they got missing short spots and long spots in your hair.
There was this lady. at the braid shop I went to.
Oh,
it was the last one I went to before I went natural. Her edges were back here.
Way back. Mm. So she had like a straight.
It was bald.
Bald head.
Yeah.
And then everything from the back end. Right.
So she.
Right.
Wow.
She comes in and the ladies were like, ma'am, are you sure you want me
you
to
want
braid
this?
Your hair? Like, what happened?
Right. And again,
it's not
good
for your
hair. She may not
have
known what
right.
was right or what was wrong.
Right.
So she kind of kept with it.
Yeah.
Everything.
She was
right.
like, I don't care. I want my hair braided.
Yeah, that's just,
you know.
But see, that's the stubbornness in a lot of women. It's, mm-hmm. it's I want what I want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But back to the topic that you were saying, just with the... with the society that we're in right now with the black women. Mm-hmm. Now you have just women that just love that long straight look. That it just makes them feel different. Mm-hmm. And I know when I get the braids and when I get that done, not only that I feel different, but I get different responses from people. Right.
That's true.
I get that whole different look. So I believe since that's been out in society for so long, that's what that's known for, you to get a lot more what you want. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. With having that certain look, you can get the job and all that. And
right.
But with me being natural as long as I have got good jobs. And I've always had my hair in twists, or I've had it out. I switch it up all the time. Mm-hmm. And I've had one job come to me where this lady came to me at my job and she was all like, "You're going to need to find something else to do with your hair, if it's braids or whatever else like that. You know, we're going to need to come up with something." But she was black and she had straight, beautiful perm hair. Now, it was beautiful. And I'm not going to say it wasn't, but I told her, this is what I do with my hair. You know what I'm saying? I'm still in the beginning stages. Mm-hmm. This is just how my hair is going to be.
Yeah.
We had that conversation one time. They never had a conversation with me ever again after that. But I'm a person that stand the ground with that natural hair thing.
Well, no, a lot of women aren't in a position to do that.
Right. Well, so, a lot of women are not.
Yeah. That's but true. Again, I'll say this. See, you'll have confidence. Mm-hmm. That's a difference in a lot of other women.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have confidence to say, this is what I want and this is what I want to look like and mm-hmm. bump everybody else.
Right. Right.
But a lot of women want to be part of something.
Right.
So I don't want to be different. I want to be part. So
it's,
I won't
it's
be
the
this,
norm. It's a fit in with the norm of what everybody else yep. is
right.
doing.
Yep. And that's why a black woman will tell you, look, you need to do your hair a mm-hmm. little different because
corporate
you need
America.
To be like me in order for you to be accepted. Mm-hmm. You're like, no, you're mm-hmm. accepting me and the rule,
right.
the rule and the law says you can't do that.
Yeah.
You right. can't discriminate
right.
and based on that.
Right. And there was an issue at my old job where there were women who were natural
mm-hmm.
being harassed mm-hmm. by management.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I told them, y'all need to file a complaint because
yeah.
they can't do that.
Yeah.
You know, one was told that her hair was too big and unprofessional.
Yeah,
too big.
They look at
yeah, it
that
was too big because she, I thought it was awesome. I was like, I'm trying to get like you, girl.
Yeah,
right.
I love big hair. Like blown out. Like,
yeah.
And it's not a wig.
Yeah.
It's not a wig. It's my
right.
hair.
And
right.
there was another lady, she had locks. And they were kind of long, but she couldn't pull her hair up because she had surgery on her jaw.
Wow.
And they told her, well, maybe you should consider cutting your hair.
Mm. No.
I said, no.
Maybe you consider not like, talking to me like
right.
that.
Right. And yeah. I heard of other instances on other, you know, locations at the job. And I was like, well, y'all need to go ahead and file a complaint because that's,
right.
you know, this is how our hair grows out of our head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have documentation as to why you cannot pull your hair up. Mm-hmm. So
that's a
they can't bother
honestly.
You.
Yeah.
You know.
And the thing is, if
they
they're
never
not,
bother me, though.
If they're not
that's
giving you money to say, here's your expense for getting your hair done.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
if you're
true.
Not paying me for that, I'm not changing that.
Right.
And I have to say, and I'll say this too. Not only the confidence, y'all always look beautiful with the way your hair is. It's mm-hmm. always looks unique and it's beautiful and it makes y'all different, which makes y'all unique,
mm-hmm.
which makes you more beautiful.
Right.
That's why I enjoy it. That's one of the main reasons why I said, look, I need to talk to my ladies about this mm-hmm. because I never know what y'all coming up with. And that's amazing
mm-hmm.
because some women don't have the confidence to say, that's what I'm going to change
right,
to.
Right.
Or, you know what? I've done this for 2 months and everybody love it. But you know what? I feel like,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you said, I feel like
mm-hmm.
orange.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I want to dye my hair orange.
Orange
I
right.
feel like purple. I feel like.
That's my next color.
Yeah.
I think purple is a nice color.
So that, and my point is the confidence and the beauty that you'll put out with your personality. Women need to understand you can do that. You just have to be confident of
right.
who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Confidence comes through your hair.
Right.
A lot of, especially with women of color, because that's something, you know, I didn't do the research, but it's just, you know, that's a major issue with
yeah.
women.
Yeah.
I have to have my hair a way to represent me.
Mm-hmm. But just like, I don't mean to cut you off, but
no,
just like what you were saying, this I believe the biggest thing is just what society has put out with us as Black women on how we should be presenting our hair straight and neat. Mm-hmm. That's more on a neat look. No, so professional. No, they look at it as professional.
Their eyes is neat and professional because they don't take in consideration our hair.
Exactly. Right.
So when they put a status of what's neat, that's not what's neat.
No.
Right.
It's neat because y'all want it that way.
Right. And y'all hair can only be one way, and that's straight.
Right.
So it's kind of like we want a common look for most of y'all, which is straight
conformity.
Hair.
Yep. It's about conformity.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And that's the Army.
Yeah, the Army just had
went through some, you know.
They had to,
change their, they had to change their rules.
Because they said you couldn't have no locks.
No or braids, I think no or short, something like that.
Short, like Afro, like I don't think you could have that.
Yeah.
So they had to change it because they said, you know, being in ex-military, they didn't want it professionally to go beyond your collar.
Collar, right?
Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'll turn it up. Right. And he was like, well, your hat looks off. That's the way my hair is.
Right.
Well, you're gonna have to cut it. No.
Right.
And women find a way. Especially Black women. We'll find a way.
We will slick it down.
Exactly. Put it sideways.
Right.
And they be like, how did you do that? I'm a Black woman.
Okay, don't worry about all that.
And that's what they love. What really and that the other race love about Black women is the fact that we have that option. They can't have that option to say my hair could be really fine and curly and defined with an afro. They can't.
No.
They can only have one way. Now you can probably get some braids. You can get single braids with weave. You can get extension. You can get all that. But when it come down to having those different ways to lay your hair down, they ain't got it.
Right.
But we have every different way possible. Yeah. But I do know, like, the fact that we do, as women that are natural, we do have the confidence, like you said, to be natural, because that takes a lot from a woman to do that.
It does.
But I do also do feel that it does kind of lose certain opportunity, because they won't want you in certain businesses or whatever because
sectors
of that
of the
look.
Business,
right?
Yep.
Or they
yep.
might not want you in corporate world because they don't want that look.
Yeah.
So it does. It does kind of, hinder to a whole lot. Because I do feel like when I was at the certain job that I was, I won't say, they not only took advantage of me, but I had the skills. I had beyond the skills. But I do believe that was kind of like a certain thing before, because that's why they didn't move me up, because I didn't have that certain look. Now, I could be a model look all the way, makeup, straight hair, and all of that. And I know I would get at a higher job or whatever if I just change my look to exactly what they want me to. But the fact that I feel comfortable with my hair being natural, and I've always have since I've been young, and this is what I know and this is what I'm comfortable with, that's why I refuse to change that. And that's why my big thing is to push what Black women with natural hair, because there's nothing wrong with our hair, and we have many ways that we can lay our hair and look so just as good.
Here's an important factor, and this is kind of different from, you know, what Black women go through. But I knew if I had an opportunity and I wanted to have my hair a certain way, I had to get in the position first.
Mm-hmm.
And once you're in the position,
then
they can't pull back.
Right.
So me being a manager and then turn around and be a manager of multiple warehouses, and then I drew my dreads, they were like, your hair's kind of long. Yes, it is. And and I went to a big corporate event, suit, clean shaven, long dreads down my back. But they couldn't say anything.
Right.
Because I was a manager. I was invited. And I've done everything that they needed other than cut my hair.
Right.
But I was in. That was the difference.
Right.
You're never going to get in that way, but you can stay in
when
you're in.
Right.
So sometimes this is, again, if you want those positions, there's a game.
Yeah.
You
know,
but if you don't want to play the game, then you're going to have to settle for where you at.
Exactly.
But if you play the game and say, now that I got you, now you can't do nothing to
me. Exactly.
Then they're going to be like, why did you change your hair?
Right.
Because that's who I am.
Exactly.
And a lot of women do that. Yeah. A lot of women go in and very conservative haircut mm-hmm. or wearing a wig, because mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of women interview with wigs on. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, she wear wigs. Mm-hmm. Then I was like, I wonder what she got underneath it. But they came in because they was like, once I'm in,
then
I'm in.
The hat comes off.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Put that hot hat over here. Right.
That's true. Because that. Wigs are not really a lot expensive. We talk about we can get a $20 or that's the minimum price you can pay for a wig, $20.
Yeah. And if it looks if it looks and does the job.
Guess what? You can wear it 50,000 times if you want to. And that's and take it off when you get home or in your car. Right. And keep it pushing. And keep it pushing. And that is the benefit.
You are who you are.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And still being versatile to still be natural.
Yeah.
But I'm still that person like, I don't want this on my neck. I don't. I guess because I've been natural since high school, that's just that thing in me. Like, I just can't. But I know that every time that I did come to my job or whatever with that straight hair, I mean, didn't nobody know who I was. Mm-hmm. Didn't nobody know who I was because they're so used to me being that natural person that I've always been. Right. But once I give them that different look, I tell you, I get so much different reactions of people. It is so crazy. Like, a high demand of people just I don't know what it is. Yeah, it's just, and that's just the weirdest thing for me because it's like, okay, with me being natural, it's not to say that I don't get still approached. I still do. A lot of people come, men, different men versus when my hair is straight, those different men. Yeah. Right, and the men that come with me in natural, they're more realer. They're more like real down to earth. They mm-hmm. love a natural woman. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But mm-hmm. then you're dealing when I'm in that other look. I'm dealing with whatever's coming my way. You know what I'm saying?
Ratchet.
So exactly. You know. So so that's where my balance comes between. You know, with fighting between that mm-hmm. because
yeah.
it could be. Like you said, that opportunity can come very easy my way just by me just having a wig and just walking in the door.
Yeah. Marsha, do you get that approach?
The approach I noticed, like, I get more compliments now that I've been natural.
Right.
Like, as far as men approaching me, I get more attention from white men now.
Oh!
They're watching the TV, that's why.
Yeah, they approach me more than my own.
Really?
What's up with that?
That's amazing.
So the thing is, you got to understand now, it's because I was talking about that in the barbershop when we were saying, look at these commercials. There's all these mixed couples now. Mm-hmm. It's acceptable.
Yeah.
A white man with a black woman, mm-hmm. a black woman with a white man, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. all of that. So white men see, wow, this woman is so, sadly, she's so exotic.
Right.
I love that.
Yeah. yeah.
As opposed to a woman who's weave or straightened hair. Or
yeah, because
they see that all the time.
Yeah, we see Atlanta housewives and basketball wives and they have
the
26 inches down to the booty that and the video vixens and whatnot, you know.
But when a natural woman shows up, like a black man should appreciate, these white men are saying, wow, mm-hmm. here's one of them. I don't really get to see a lot of them.
Right.
And here's one right here.
Right.
So they're fascinated by that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then they want to know both. They want to know, okay, now you look like that, though. What kind of substance do you have, too?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So then when they start talking, it's like, wow, mm-hmm. it's a full circle. Yeah. She's smart and she's natural. Maybe I can have a black woman, too. So it's an interesting dynamic in the society that we're living in now.
Right.
But I always, and I wanted to talk about it because society's changing. There's more black women who are saying, I want to be natural.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to be free. Mm-hmm. Y'all said that at the beginning. Mm-hmm. It frees you.
Mm-hmm.
It frees you of being part of the herd.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the analogy of the herd is you put all of these cows together, these antelopes or whatever,
mm-hmm.
they have to roll together.
Yeah.
But when you outside of the herd and you building your own herd, there's a group of women who are more unique
mm-hmm.
and more acceptable and confident to say, I'm going to be me.
Exactly.
And I'm going to do things my way.
Well, I know, to be honest, I was a person, like I said, I just didn't want to do much to my hair.
but
I just know once it was cut. I didn't have to do much, but just to rub some moisturizer in my hair and fluff keep it and moving. And now the fact that I can be more versatile, because I just like I can have an afro today and just wrap my scarf on up and on there and keep it and pushing, just keep it too. Pushing. Yep. So I just love the option, because today I just might be wore out, tired, and I'm just not in the mood. You know what I'm saying? But versus the next day, I'm like, I'm tired of looking like this. Let me go ahead and do something to my hair now. And usually it don't take me but maybe 2 to 3 hours. Now, with me just being natural for so long, I can do my hair with 2 or 3 hours and I'm done. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Unless I just take a break. So I just love that option.
Mm-hmm.
I love that option. And I don't understand how women, you know, wouldn't want to be natural. But once again, that does have to do with a self-esteem.
And being part, want to be part of something.
You're beautiful, but knowing you're beautiful regardless of your hair. Because that's one thing that I know. I can cut all my hair off. My beauty's still going to be there. That ain't going to change nothing.
Right.
But I'm going to be me.
Beauty comes with confidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
So if you're not confident, then you're not beautiful.
Right.
Because if you're not...
Well, through your eyes.
Through your eyes. Mm-hmm. Through your own eyes. That's a self-assessment.
Right.
So when you see yourself and you don't see yourself as beautiful because your hair is in a certain way, then I got to get my hair right. You can put thousands of dollars in your hair and still be ugly as hell.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Because you have the worst type of attitude and esteem for yourself.
Yeah. That's true. But a lot of people do spend that much money and they don't come out the way they want. So their confidence is still low. You know what I'm saying? Because their hair didn't come out the way that they wanted it from that magazine. So that is still messed up.
I'm not even saying that. What if it did come out in a magazine and you still not getting the attention that you want?
That you expected, right.
So now it's kind of like, I spent all this money. What the hell is going on?
Right. I'm not getting the feedback that I'm expecting.
Because you thought your hair was you.
Right.
You know, who is that? Right. India Irie?
Yeah.
Come on now.
Oh, I love that. She said it with her. She sure said it.
Yeah. So that's important, the confidence. And like I said, with your two, y'all have the confidence that it you know, it just bursts out of you. It just bursts out of you, and you know, which I really appreciate. But Milan, with you know, you talk about doing your hair and doing other hair, but you also have a business that you're running with natural hair.
Yes.
Tell me a little about that.
Well, that's been going on, you know, since what, about 10 years now? Mm-hmm. About a good 10 years.
What's it called?
It is called Millions Natural Styles. That's been my name for the 10 years. That's just dealing with multiple ways of natural hair. Mm-hmm. I do locks from two-strand twists, styling with the natural hair now, and I'm adding on doing single braids or whatever now. My prices start from $45 on up. I'm mobile. Looking to build my product out next. We'll talk about that on the next session.
Mm-hmm.
But just going back out now, I've been doing it off and on, been working off and on. But right now, I'm focusing on particularly just doing the natural hair now. That's something that I love doing. I love to have my women looking good, and of course the young ladies looking good, young girls too.
And you do men?
Yes, I do men hair, natural hair. Okay. I've actually do more men than women.
Right.
But I'm pushing more towards my women, because I see a lot of women just not knowing more options that they can do for their hair, and I just want to be able to bring that not only for the mothers but for the children's too.
Gotcha. And you have an IG account?
I do have an Instagram, and it's called Millions Natural Styles at Instagram. And also, you can contact me via email. I have to add my pictures on Instagram, but
it's okay.
But you also email me at millionsnaturalstyles@gmail.com as well.
Excellent. So it's important to have those people who know what they're talking about and have the experience of doing natural hair, so you won't run into those, I got dreads. That's not dreads, dude. Those are braids.
Exactly.
She said they were dreads. No, dude, these are braids.
And a lot of people come to me. They start their locks off with two-strand twists, which I tell people I don't recommend that at all, because some people are hair, because some guy proved me wrong. He said he started off and his hair was in full form locked. But some people that I've seen that started with two strands, you can still see the two strands twisting it, but it's locked.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So, you know, I like to start, you know, if when people come to me, I like to start from how it's supposed to be done.
Right.
a full dread twist. And of course, I know how to rebuild locks, and I know how to take them out as well. So, you know, I have a lot of options when it comes down to that. And of course, styling, lots of different styles I have now that's open in my book, that I'm just ready to get, and I'm excited to get into it and to try on a lot of different people.
Excellent. So Marsha, you have your business as well. I'll be remiss if I didn't ask. And
I do Silk Floral Creations.
Which is called?
A Piece of Sunshine.
A Piece of Sunshine with a Y, right?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm on Instagram at A Piece of Sunshine _ floral. Mm-hmm. And my email is A Piece of Sunshine with a Y, not an I.
Right.
At gmail.com.
Don't you got a Facebook?
Yes, I do.
What is that?
It's A Piece of Sunshine Silk Creations on Facebook.
Which are very beautiful.
Yes, they are.
Go to Instagram just to see your total portfolio of work, which is like really amazing that she has. And it's built from imagination that you will kind of like, how did you do that? Which is really, really great. So this is why I'm saying, you know, comes from the natural confidence. Your natural confidence said, this is what I can do.
Right.
This is what I can do. Wait a minute. I interrupted you. Finish, please.
I do just about everything. I do centerpieces. If you want it for your decor for your home, I do wreaths. I also do wedding. I have wedding packages that start from $250. Just anything you want me to do. I also do floral proms. Crowns. Yeah, floral crowns. Mm-hmm. I do proms, business, weddings, funerals, anything you need, I got you.
Yeah, yeah. And they're very unique. It's very, very unique. You've unique. Seen some. They look like natural flowers that just are hybrids. Mm-hmm. But she does such a way with the color and the embellishing of these that it looks amazing. So go to check it out. And then when you see Million, you have to be able to make sure those pictures are on. So when you make the decision to say, I want my hair this way, you'll see what it looks like on the natural, not some prefabricated things that sitting on the wall and say, hey, can you do that? I can. And it never looks that way.
Exactly. Right.
It just never. You feel stupid as hell. Like, why did I point at that picture and think they would be able to do it?
Right.
And one thing that I tell a lot of people, because I've dealt with so many clients that, like, I tell them, like, with their hair, because I didn't first start you off. Mm-hmm. So I tell people I can't work miracles, because certain things, you know, if the hair is damaged, there are certain things I just can't do.
Right, right.
So I usually, with any client that comes to me, if I can't do it, I for sure will let you know that I can't, because that's just being more professional. Mm-hmm. And I've learned that, you know, a lot of people in the salon just wants to take the money just to get the money. I'm not that type of person, because my name is everything that when it comes down to natural hair, because I love natural hair and I want people to continue to come to me and be committed to understand that I fully do natural hair. That's what I push for. And for if it's growth, for education about it, whatever that I can give any knowledge about it, that's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
And preferably, you know, like I said, for men, women, and children. And of course, when it comes down to household hair together, I can do a major discount for, you know, if I'm doing at least two or three in a household.
Excellent.
Cool.
So, any last thoughts, Mom?
The last thing, of course, just come hit me up on my Gmail, Millions Natural Styles, and also at Millions Natural Styles at Instagram, and that's spelled MILLIONS NATURAL STYL.
Spell it all out. Yeah.
At Instagram. So I had to make sure I had that correct, because
and we'll have that on the site. So once the site is pulled up, you'll be able to have that on the site. And I'll attach the podcast to your site. That's and fine. Link it from there. And Marsha,
My closing remarks is just, ladies, you know, and gentlemen, be confident in whatever you do. You know, even if it's just your hair, be confident, you know, to be natural. There's nothing wrong with it, no matter what society says. Mm-hmm. You know, just be you. But you can hit me up at Ms. Sunshine, M-I-Z-Z, Sunshine with a Y, not an I.
Yep, not an I.
And if you're looking for some floral creations, it's A Piece of Sunshine, spelled with a Y, _floral, and that's on Instagram. I'm at A Piece of Sunshine Silk Creations at Facebook.
Excellent. And they all will be on the site. So once people come to the podcast, I'll have it on my IG, which is Bougie Black Bro, and my Twitter, Bougie Black Bro, and the website is Bougie Black Brother. So it's all going to be there. I'm keep it consistent all the way around. So when you look for me, I'm a bro or I'm your brother. Keep that in mind. So thank you very much, ladies. I enjoyed
for
it.
Us
I enjoyed
till
it.
Our next one.
I am so glad I got what I wanted. Fantastic.
My natural women out there.
My natural, keep beautiful natural women. Keep it natural. So thank you very much. And come back again on Old Car Wax.